Time now for your letters. Many of you all felt compelled to respond to my interview with Professor Guy Bailey about the distinctive twang of Texas. Ken Voice of Fort Worth writes, "Texas linguistics, give me a break. Every word and phrase cited in your report can be heard from the Florida Panhandle to the one in Oklahoma." J.A. Pastor of Atlanta, I believe is how they say it, Georgia, had this to say, "Texans are kind of like the New Yorkers of the South. They think they invented everything and have got to talk louder than everyone else, but they don't realize that the twang precedes their nation, which we all know was conquered. Oh yeah, Dr. Bailey also needs to know that the plural of y'all is all y'all. Use guys or you-uns for you Yankees, and the proper pronunciation of fixin' to is actually fixin' ta or fixin' duh. The only word that I think Texans did invent is nuclear." And Tom Rubel of Camino Island, Washington, was reminded of this story. "Some years ago, a speaker told of a travel experience in Texas with a slightly different perspective on the singularity or plurality of y'all. He and his family stopped at a small restaurant while driving across Texas. In response to the waitress's question, 'What would y'all like to have?' he responded sarcastically, 'Does y'all refer to just me or to all of us?' Her response, 'Honey, if I'd meant all y'all, I'd have said all y'all.'" Now, our ongoing conversation with A.J. Jacobs, who's reading his way through the entire Encyclopedia Britannica, prompted several letters. Mr. Jacobs called the Fahrenheit system of temperature insane. Todd Kreider, in Japan, wrote that Mr. Jacobs, quote, "may be correct, but it actually works out better than Celsius, unless you happen to be working in a laboratory. With Fahrenheit, I know that if it's in the 60s outside, I need a jacket. In the 70s, a nice day. The 80s, at least it isn't unbearable like the 90s. But what do I wear outside if I hear in Celsius that it will be in the 20s today?" Now, our WESAT librarians established what Daniel Fahrenheit fixed as 0 degrees on his scale. It was a mixture of ice, salt, and water, which was the lowest temperature he could produce in his lab. Our interview with Jay Nugaborin on his new book Open Heart brought this letter from Margaret Hamilton of Fullerton, California, who recounts how her mother's stroke was misdiagnosed when doctors relied on technology above human judgment. She writes, "Somehow, we must fight to reinstate the legitimacy of the doctor's intuition and the value of patient-doctor-family-bedside communication." We welcome all of your comments. You can reach us by email at wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.